All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. You know, AI, it's not science fiction anymore, is it?
It really isn't.
I mean, it's here. It's changing things so fast, and we're gonna see some massive changes, I think, right here in New Mexico.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're diving into today. So we've got some excerpts from New Mexico in the AI age.
Okay.
And what really jumped out at me reading this is this idea that AI can actually help us solve some of the biggest problems that we're facing.
Right.
But here's the thing. The big obstacle, it's not really the technology itself. It's us.
Yeah, that's what's so fascinating about this piece is that emphasis on the human element. It's not about some AI overlord scenario. It's really about how we as humans choose to use this incredibly powerful tool. And let's be honest, we haven't always been so great at getting out of our own way, have we?
Oh, no, not at all. There's a line in here that really struck me.
It says, "Progress is dependent on people resisting the urge to well be people." I mean, it's kind of funny in a way,
It is.
but it's
But
also,
it makes you think.
it really makes you think, right? I mean, is that a fair assessment of how we've been doing things here in New Mexico?
That's a good question.
Are we ready to really step up and use this powerful tool for good?
Well, and that's, I think, the million-dollar question,
Yeah.
right? And the source kind of dives into this idea of
Yeah.
operationalizing research, which sounds very technical,
Yeah, it does.
but it's actually a pretty simple idea.
Okay.
We have all of this research, all of this data, all of these potential solutions just sitting around
Right.
gathering dust. And what AI can do is help us connect the dots,
Yeah.
make sense of it all,
Yeah.
and actually implement those solutions in a way that benefits real people.
So it's like having a super-powered research assistant that can just go through all this information and give you exactly what you need.
I mean, imagine what that could mean for like a doctor in a rural community.
Right.
Suddenly they've got instant access to the latest medical breakthroughs.
Yeah.
They can apply that knowledge directly to their patients.
It's game
That's
changing.
game changing. But it's not just healthcare, right? I mean, this source talks about using this approach for everything,
That's right.
from education to public safety to the environment.
Yeah, think about how we could use AI to personalize learning plans for every student in New Mexico. Or predict and prevent crime before it happens.
Now that's what I'm talking about. But how do we make sure that we're using this technology responsibly,
Right.
ethically? I mean, AI,
Yeah.
it's not perfect.
And the source acknowledges that. It specifically mentions the need for critical thinking and fact-checking, especially when we're using platforms like ChatGPT or Perplexity. These are amazing tools for research and brainstorming, but we can't just blindly accept everything they spit out. We still need human judgment in the loop.
Totally agree. That brings me to something else from the source that really caught my eye.
Okay.
It's this concept of a 100% community model.
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, that's where things get really exciting. The source kind of paints this vision of a New Mexico where every single person, every community benefits from AI. Imagine a system that uses data to identify the unique needs of each community and then tailor solutions accordingly. So whether it's addressing healthcare disparities, improving access to education, creating economic opportunities, the idea is that AI can help us build a more equitable and inclusive future.
That's a powerful vision.
Yeah.
But the source also points out that, the private sector is adopting AI much faster than the public sector.
Okay.
So how do we bridge that gap? How do we make sure that everyone's on board with this shift?
Well, it's going to require a major change in mindset. Just like we had to adapt to the rise of the internet and smartphones, we need to prepare for an AI-powered world. And the source emphasizes that this isn't just about learning new technical skills, it's about rethinking how we learn and work.
It's almost like we need to become AI literate,
Exactly.
right? Not just know how to use the tools, but understand how they're impacting our lives,
Yeah.
our community. So I gotta say, after diving into all of this, I'm left with this feeling that New Mexico is at a crossroads. We have this incredible opportunity to use AI to
Yeah.
build a better future,
Yes.
but we also have this responsibility to make sure that we don't repeat the mistakes of the past.
You put that perfectly, and that brings me to a final thought for all of you listening. If AI can help us create a New Mexico where 100% of our children have the opportunity to thrive? What role do you see yourself playing in that future? How will you use your knowledge, your skills, and your voice to shape this new era and ensure that AI is truly a force for good in our state? Host.